Ketamine Queen pleaded guilty to supplying drugs that killed Friends star Matthew Perry. By Breitbart News on September 3, 2025. A dealer dubbed the Ketamine Queen pleaded guilty to supplying the drugs that killed Friends actor Matthew Perry when she appeared in a California court on Wednesday. Josephine Songha could face over 6 decades in prison after admitting to a bevy of charges, including one count of distributing ketamine resulting in death or serious bodily injury. Songha, who is a dual citizen of the United States and Britain, has been in federal custody since August 2024, and is expected to be sentenced on December 10. The 42-year-old is the fifth person to admit playing a part in the death of the beloved actor, who has openly struggled for decades with substance addiction. Perry, 54, was found dead in the hot tub of his Los Angeles home in October 2023. A criminal investigation was launched soon after an autopsy discovered he had high levels of ketamine, an anesthetic, in his system. Dr. Salvador Plasencia pleaded guilty to 4 counts of distribution of ketamine relating to the weeks before Perry's death. Another doctor, Mark Chavez, admitted last year to conspiring to distribute ketamine to Perry. Plasencia allegedly bought ketamine off Chavez and sold it to the American-Canadian actor at hugely inflated prices. "I wonder how much this moron will pay," Plasencia wrote in one text message. Prosecutors said addict Perry was paying $2,000 per vial of ketamine, his dealers paid just $12. Songha worked with a middleman, Eric Fleming, to sell 51 vials of ketamine to Perry's live-in personal assistant, Kenneth Iwamisa. Iwamisa repeatedly injected Perry with the ketamine that she had supplied, including on October 28, 2023, when he administered at least 3 shots of Songha's drugs, which killed the actor. When Songha heard news reports about Perry's sudden death, she tried to cover her tracks. "Delete all our messages," she instructed Fleming. When investigators raided Songha's home in North Hollywood, they found methamphetamine, ketamine, ecstasy, cocaine, and counterfeit Xanax pills, as well as a money-counting machine, a scale, and devices to detect wireless signals and hidden cameras. Mostly sober, Songha on Wednesday pleaded guilty to 1 count of maintaining a drug-involved premises, 3 counts of distribution of ketamine and 1 count of distribution of ketamine resulting in death or serious bodily injury. Her plea acknowledges that she also sold 4 vials of ketamine to another man, 33-year-old Cody McClory, in August 2019. McClory died hours later from an overdose. "She's taking responsibility for her actions," her lawyer Mark Garagos told AFP earlier. The other people involved in the supply of drugs to Perry are expected to appear in court over the coming months to learn their fates. Perry had been taking ketamine as part of supervised therapy for depression. But prosecutors say that before his death he became addicted to the substance, which also has psychedelic properties and is a popular party drug. Friends, which follow the lives of 6 New Yorkers navigating adulthood, dating and careers, drew a massive following and made megastars of previously unknown actors. Perry's role as the sarcastic man-child Chandler brought him fabulous wealth, but hid a dark struggle with addiction to painkillers and alcohol. In 2018, he suffered a drug-related burst colon and underwent multiple surgeries. In his 2022 memoir Friends, Lovers and the Big Terrible Thing, Perry described going through detox dozens of times. "I have mostly been sober since 2001, he wrote, "save for about 60 or 70 little mishaps.